I hope and pray you're having a good day. We added this little segment, Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers, and I have a lot of thoughts. I know you have a lot of thoughts, and probably some of our thoughts aren't so good, and some of them are good. I only want to share the good thoughts with you. I don't ever share with you my bad thoughts, because I'm human. I have thoughts, but I like to have the good thoughts that I can share and encourage you. Because we have a biblical mandate to encourage one another in the faith. And I've been thinking a lot as I realized that we're in a different country than what I was when I grew up. I never realized or never thought there'd be a time when we would have so much rioting and stealing and destroying of property and different things in our country. In a lot of these big cities and even some small cities now. So we want to pray for those people. We even had a tad bit of it in Tallahassee last Saturday. But I am grateful for the Tallahassee Police Department, the Sheriff's Department, even the Florida Highway Patrol that kind of put it to rest in a short period of time. And we're grateful for that. But I was thinking about police officers. You know, one time they were called peace officers. And why were they called peace officers? Because they always try to bring the peace. But where is the peace today? You know, peace is a reality few experience today. It's a state of being, things that are often drowned out by fast-moving culture in which we live. But in the midst of our chaotic world, God offers a peace that goes beyond human understanding. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Don't let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." John 14, verse 27. Now, Jesus promises peace. He even gives us the peace that passes all understanding if you'll receive it. The New Testament is the equivalent of the Jewish word shalom, which means peace in the Old Testament. And to those who were given lives to them, he promises peace that goes beyond what this world can offer. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, the Apostle Paul encourages his readers with these words, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful." This peace is the same peace Jesus promised his followers. In response, we're to be thankful. Thank you for the assurance that Jesus had conquered death, that he has granted unto us eternal life, and that he sent the Holy Spirit to comfort, to guide us, to empower us for service into his kingdom. The Lord blesses his people with peace, Psalm 29:11. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Hallelujah. Galatians 5:22-23. So the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. Well, we have an awful lot of things that we lift up and we pray for. There's a lot of prayer requests that comes on in our bulletin, and you can see that in the online up in the top, and you click on the bulletin, it'll bring up the bulletin. Phil keeps a list of all the ones that we continue to pray there for. But we'd like to hear from you. If there's any specific things that we can pray with you and for you, we would like to hear. Of course, we lift them up in church, but the online service is a little different. So send Phil a note or send myself a note or give us a call. You can find all the information that you need to contact Phil or myself on the church website. We're grateful. So we want to continue to pray for our church, our little church. Can you imagine these online services on the World Wide Web? That's what the www dot stands for, the World Wide Web. This little church in Tallahassee, Florida, known as Bethel United Methodist Church, is reaching the world. Hallelujah. But we also want to pray for our conference and our general church and all the different things that are going on in our country, military folks, teachers, students. And thank you for praying for me and Judy. We want to continue to lift up Lexi Allen, Gina Davis, Sylvia Marsh, William McLeod, Teen and Travis Oaks. And the good news is pray for Teen and Travis's son that has taken a position as a music minister in South Florida. And he is in the process of moving from Kansas City to South Florida. So keep them in prayer. And pray for Greg Rucker. You know, Greg comes to the church, and he is a joy. He is he struggles with multiple sclerosis, I think. I'm not really sure, but, you know, he can't really get around. He can't speak well, but I'll tell you what. When you can hear him when he says, amen. Then we want to lift him up in prayer. He has a little bit of problem going on right now with a kidney stone and some other things. So we want to lift up Greg Rucker. And one of his caregivers, more importantly, is Tina too. Don and Pat Singletary, David Trimble, Patsy and Donnie White, Amy Smith Wadsworth, a friend of our son Dwayne, who is struggling with brain cancer. And of course, pray for my wife Judy, who has a procedure coming up soon. And there's a young lady that I want to lift up too, is a friend of ours, granddaughter, and she's been having seizures. And the doctor keeps telling the family that she'll grow out of this, but the seizures see coming. In fact, on Saturday she had 7. And we want to lift her up in prayer. Her name is Caitlin. God knows her last name and he knows who she is. But pray for Caitlin, and we give God the glory this morning. So many things to pray for. We pray for our country. We pray for our president. Wow. And we also pray, come quickly, Lord Jesus. You know, because I thought for a long time that maybe if I'd ever get to be king, I could straighten out this whole world. But I find out that that's not the case. So what I got to do and will do is default to the Holy Spirit and say, come quickly, Lord Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen. So with that, we lift up all these joys and concerns, and we pray the Lord's Prayer as we close this little segment. Join me in the Lord's Prayer, a prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, I hope and pray that you're having a good day. I hope and pray that you can return to church in person sometime soon. We're following all the safety guidelines, and we get 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 people, but we'd love to see you in church too. Come in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good day.